I have noticed that it's easier to buy rice and tofu and Asian food products, even in a regular grocery store. It's so much nicer to have all the different Asian ethnic restaurants. In 1965, there were 3 Chinese restaurants, and those were the only Asian restaurants that were here. Three. I think there's 3 on one block in Campustown. It's just wonderful in the services. When I was here in 1965, I had to look for somebody who could cut Japanese hair. And when I went into a beauty shop, they would go, "Oh, no. Look who just walked in." And I would say, "Not to worry. If you don't know how to work my hair, I'm not coming to you. You know, I just came to check because I'm new in town." And they would always suggest somebody, but they wouldn't cut it. And then when I needed a perm, "Oh, my God. No, I can't work Asian hair." And I said, "I don't want you to work my hair. I want you to tell me, you know, who can do it." Well, I've been here, 40 years, and I have had, I think, just a handful of people who have done my hair. Well, now I've got it easy because I have a Korean woman doing my hair, and I know she knows what she's doing. But it's services like that that have expanded. I mean, you can go into Meijer's or Kmart's or Schnucks and get Asian vegetables and fruit. And that's just the difference from 1965, when there was nothing, to now, when there are just riches.